First of all, thank you for the nice weather.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
And let's talk a little bit about spring. What can we expect in the next few days? Is this going to continue?
This very sunny and mild conditions will continue for most of the week, actually. And these winds that we've been having right straight off the lake, those are going to continue, too. So we're going to have warm inland temperatures and the regular old cooler by the lake temperatures for the rest of the week.
So is there any rain in the forecast?
There is a slight chance of some rain on Thursday. It won't be widespread at all, maybe sprinkles at the most. And the next chance of any significant precipitation will be into next week.
Okay. Well, now it's clear, at least here today, but one of the things that I've noticed is in the spring and in the summer, clouds look different than they do in the fall and winter. Can you mm-hmm. explain that?
Right. So in the summer, the clouds that you see are more puffy and have a more vertical look to it. And in the winter and fall, the clouds are more of like a blanket over the sky. Is that what you notice?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the difference is that in the summertime, in the warmer months, the sun is a lot stronger. And so they make these, we get these kind of clouds that are due to the warmth of the sun heating the earth, and the earth radiates that heat back into the atmosphere, which causes what we call convection currents. So the warm air near the earth's surface rises and forms these convection currents, which in turn, as the air rises, the air expands and cools, and moisture inside there forms the clouds. So that's where we get the more puffy type clouds, cumulus clouds. In the winter time, we don't have a whole lot of heating from the sun, do we?
No.
So the kind of clouds that we see are formed from these big low-pressure systems moving in and give us this blanket of low-hanging stratus clouds.
Well, one other question before I let you go. The other day when it was so nice, I was sitting in my front yard, and there was an airplane that went overhead, and the contrail was amazingly long and mm-hmm. stayed there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Was he at, you know, like 30,000 feet, or where does that kind of, where does that kind of effect occur?
You're right. Those are, those planes are flying very high, 35, 40,000 feet. And again, it's moisture in the atmosphere. And the reason it probably stayed so long was probably not a whole lot of upper level winds to disperse it.
Well, it sounds like we are finally heading into spring. And we will talk to you again this time next week and see if it holds.
Very good.
Thank you, Carol.
You're welcome.